Ever heard a saying that just makes you scratch your head? We're diving into one of those today. Proverbs 11.22. About a beautiful woman, a gold ring, and a pig's snout. Buckle up. You are not ready for where this goes.
It's one of those verses that seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but then you read it again and you're like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
It's definitely a verse that's intrigued scholars for centuries. And for good reason. On the surface, it does seem like a simple comparison.
A harsh one at that.
Yeah, but there's a lot more going on beneath the surface.
Right, it definitely seems like a put down, comparing a woman to a pig. But then you have Dr. Nutheim, this scholar who argues that most of us have been reading it wrong this whole time.
Heim's interpretation is really fascinating.
I mean, completely different from how I've always read it.
He suggests that the woman isn't the pig in this scenario.
Okay, wait, hold on.
But rather, the young man who's captivated by her beauty.
Okay, that's a twist I wasn't expecting. What leads him to that conclusion?
Well, Heim's argument kind of hinges on two key things. Understanding the original audience of Proverbs and taking a closer look at the specific words used.
Let's start with the audience then. Who was this proverb originally written for?
Proverbs was primarily written for young men.
Pro.
Often as guidance for navigating leadership roles and choosing a wife.
So it was like a handbook.
It's essentially, yeah, a handbook for success in ancient Israelite society.
So if we're picturing a young man being given this advice, it does change how we might hear the proverb.
Exactly. It becomes less about insulting women and more about warning young men against prioritizing beauty over character.
That makes sense. But how does the actual wording of the proverb support this interpretation?
So Heim delves into a word-by-word analysis.
Okay.
And what's interesting is that he sees the real comparison being drawn between the ring and the woman, not the woman and the pig. Both the ring being gold and the woman being beautiful are valuable for their appearance, but their context ultimately devalues them.
So the ring is beautiful on its own, but loses its value when it's stuck in a pig snout.
Yeah.
And the woman, while beautiful, lacks the sense to make her a truly valuable partner.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to see how this all fits together.
Precisely. Now, this is where the pig snout element gets even more intriguing.
Okay.
Heim points out that in ancient times, there were actually two types of nose rings.
Oh, really?
Ornate gold ones worn by women for adornment and purely functional ones.
Uh-huh.
Used to control unruly animals, often males.
Interesting. Is he suggesting that the proverb is using both images to make a point?
That's exactly his argument.
Yeah.
The image of the pig with a nose ring evokes the idea of being controlled.
Mm.
So the young man, fixated on superficial beauty, is actually the one being controlled, like a pig with a ring through its nose.
Now, that is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It really turns the traditional interpretation on its head. It's not about belittling women, but about cautioning men against being led astray by appearances.
And that's what makes Heim's analysis so compelling. It fits with the overall purpose of Proverbs, and it reveals a depth of meaning that might be easily missed on a surface reading.
So we've established that context and word choice are key to understanding this proverb. But what about the wider portrayal of women in Proverbs? Does this one verse represent the book's overall view?
That's a great question, and it's definitely important to consider. You see, Proverbs actually includes many examples of strong, intelligent women.
Oh, right.
Who are praised for their wisdom and virtue.
You're right. There's the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31,
mm-hmm.
and numerous other examples of women in leadership roles and positions of authority. That seems to contradict the idea that the book is simply dismissive of women.
Exactly. Which suggests that this proverb, with its seemingly harsh comparison, might be serving a very specific purpose within the larger conversation about men and women in ancient Israelite society.
So if Proverbs is meant to guide young men, perhaps this proverb is more of a cautionary tale, warning them about the dangers of being swayed by beauty alone.
I think that's a very astute observation. It's like the book is saying, hey, young man, don't be fooled by a pretty face. Look deeper, consider character. Or you might end up like the pig, controlled by something superficial.
I'm already seeing this proverb in a whole new light. But before we get too carried away with this one interpretation, are there other scholarly perspectives on this verse we should consider?
There are indeed.
Okay.
And exploring those will help us gain a more well-rounded understanding of this complex proverb.
All right, so we've unpacked Dr. Heim's interpretation of Proverbs 11.22, and it's definitely thought-provoking, but like you said, there are other scholarly views out there. What are some of the different ways people have interpreted this verse over the years?
Well, some scholars focus on the contrast between outward beauty and inner character. They see the proverb as a reminder that true beauty lies in wisdom and virtue, not just physical appearance.
That seems to resonate with the common interpretation, right? The idea that the woman is lacking sense, meaning she might be beautiful but not wise or discreet in her actions.
Exactly. It highlights the importance of inner qualities, reminding us that superficial beauty fades, but character endures.
So while Haim's take focuses on the young man's perspective, this interpretation brings the focus back to the woman and the qualities she embodies, or perhaps lacks.
That's right. It encourages us to look beyond the surface and recognize the value of inner beauty and wisdom. This interpretation also aligns with other proverbs that emphasize the importance of character and integrity.
Like Proverbs 16.31, which says, "Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained by a righteous life." It's interesting how these proverbs work together to paint a broader picture of what's truly valuable in a person.
Absolutely. Now, another interpretation delves into the social context of ancient Israel.
Okay.
Some scholars believe this proverb reflects the societal expectations that were placed on women at the time.
So it's less about condemning an individual woman and more about highlighting the pressure women faced to conform to certain ideals.
Exactly. In a patriarchal society, a woman's worth was often tied to her beauty and her ability to bear children and manage a household. This proverb, then, might be seen as a commentary on the limitations placed on women and the consequences of not conforming to those expectations.
That adds another layer to the proverb's meaning. It makes us consider the broader social forces at play and how they might have influenced the way people interpreted this verse.
It reminds us that we can't divorce ancient texts from their historical and cultural context. What might seem like a simple insult today could have carried a much different weight centuries ago.
It's like we're peeling back layers of meaning, revealing the complexities of this seemingly simple proverb.
Now, before we move on, there's one more interpretation I think is worth mentioning.
Okay.
It focuses on the idea of potential and wasted opportunity.
Tell me more about that. How does the proverb relate to potential?
This interpretation sees the gold ring representing beauty and value as being wasted. When placed in a pig's snout, it suggests a missed opportunity for that beauty to be appreciated or used for its intended purpose.
So applying this to the woman, it could be saying that she has the potential to be a valuable partner, but she's squandering that potential by lacking sense or discretion.
Exactly. It highlights the idea that even with outward beauty, wisdom and character are essential for fulfilling one's potential.
Wow, this one really resonates. It adds a layer of tragedy to the proverb. Like we're witnessing a wasted opportunity, the potential unfulfilled.
And it raises an interesting question. Is the woman aware of this wasted potential? Does she have the agency to change her course and develop the sense she lacks?
That's a great point. We've been so focused on how the proverb might be interpreted by men. But what about the woman's perspective?
That's where things get really fascinating. It makes us wonder about the woman's role in all of this. Is she a victim of societal expectations? Or is she actively making choices that lead to this wasted potential outcome?
You know, this whole deep dive has made me realize that what seems like a simple proverb about beauty is actually a complex statement about human nature, societal expectations, and the consequences of our choices.
That's the power of taking a deep dive. We're challenging assumptions, exploring different perspectives, and uncovering layers of meaning that we might otherwise miss.
It's a reminder that even a single verse can spark such a rich and nuanced discussion.
Now, while we've covered a range of interpretations, the beauty of Proverbs 11.22 is that it invites us to draw our own conclusions and apply its wisdom to our own lives.
Absolutely. So after all this discussion, I'm curious, what are your own thoughts on the meaning of this proverb? What resonates most with you?
Personally, I find myself drawn to the idea of wasted potential. It's a poignant reminder that we all have unique gifts and abilities, but it's up to us to cultivate those gifts and use them wisely.
I think that's a powerful message for all of us. Regardless of gender or social standing, it's a call to self-reflection and to consider how we might be squandering our own potential.
And it encourages us to look beyond superficial qualities and seek out true wisdom and virtue, both in ourselves and in others.
So what does this all mean for us today? We're not exactly living in ancient Israel, dealing with the same social structures and expectations.
That's true. But I think the core message of this proverb transcends time and culture. It's a timeless reminder to look beyond superficiality and seek deeper meaning in our interactions with the world and with each other.
We've certainly gone deep with this proverb. from questioning who the pig really is to exploring the idea of wasted potential, it's clear that there's much more to Proverbs 11.22 than meets the eye.
Absolutely. And even though we're wrapping up our deep dive here,
yeah,
I really encourage you to continue exploring this proverb on your own. What other interpretations can you uncover? How does this ancient wisdom speak to your own life and experiences?
I think this deep dive has really highlighted the importance of context, word choice, and you're considering multiple perspectives. It's a reminder to approach everything, not just ancient proverbs, with a critical and curious mind.
Well said. Don't be afraid to question assumptions. Dig deeper. Seek out diverse viewpoints. That's how we truly learn and grow.
So as we wrap up, is there one final thought you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding Proverbs 11.22?
I think the most important takeaway is that wisdom is timeless. These ancient proverbs, while written in a different time and context, still have something to teach us today. Whether it's a cautionary tale about superficiality or a reminder to cultivate our inner qualities, there's wisdom to be gleaned from engaging with these texts.
Yeah, it's like they're little puzzles waiting to be solved. And each solution offers a new insight into ourselves and the world around us.
Exactly. So keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
And if you have any thoughts or interpretations you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on social media, and let's continue the conversation.
Until next time, happy exploring.
Thanks for joining us.